On today's MVP Baseball podcast, we talk about all the latest storylines in the MLB, including Zach Britton getting an injury, spring training news, Trout hitting the tank, Stanton hitting the tank, Jock Peterson sadly on a tear as a White Sox fan. And we recap that. And then we give our 2021 AL West offseason grades and predictions for the 2021 season with standings 1 through 5. And we give our wild card predictions for the AL. But first, without further ado, let's get it going.
MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Aiden.
God damn.
Joined by Jaime. Jaime, go ahead and talk about something, please.
Okay, well, I'm just going to like zoom past these stories really quick. Realistically, this site, we shouldn't be recording. It'll probably take like 10 minutes. Here's one story I got right here. Zion Damon arrested in Florida for a DUI. He kind of went through his Tony La Russa phase. He's probably going to sign with the team soon. I've seen the full thing. Damon said that they're arresting him because he's a Trump supporter. I don't get it, but whatever. No politics, though. No politics. fuck, dude. Jose Alvarez signed to the Giants for $1.15 million deal. If you guys want to say about that, I'll give you like 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Last week, actually. Yeah, we did.
Really? It happened on Saturday, March 6th. Last episode was on March 3rd.
Who was?
Whatever.
Oh, some other.
Whatever. Okay. He's okay. Yeah. Next story. Yankees. Aaron Boone had to get a pacemaker. I had certain comments about this, but they don't want me to say it.
We can make fun of Anthony's reaction. He's probably
probably crying to a Aaron Boone poster. Okay. Next story. Bauer tried being cocky again and pitched you a one eye, and it's his dumbass. Oh my god. So I didn't see like it live because I was busy watching the D-backs suck, but he hits the batter because he was effing hilarious.
Jacob DeGrom and how he looked today.
No, not yet. Let's see, Nationals release, what's his name, Jeffress, for unspecified personnel reasons. I don't know what that means. I think we'll probably come up soon. We don't know.
MLB's top 10 reliever list, and I looked in the comments, and Jeffress just commented, LOL.
Well, yeah, he knows himself he's overrated.
Well, he wasn't in the list.
Did he do something? Oh,
fix your mic.
Why? Well, you're the one saying it.
Okay,
whatever. Okay, Mason, is it bad or is like decent at least?
Huh?
Is my mic decent?
Yeah, it is right now.
Okay, let's see. Mason, you'll like this one. Pedro Strop violates baseball's COVID-19 rules. Mason, here's a comment from Mason. F off.
Tested negative,
let's see. Indians Ramirez Reyes isolated after COVID-19 violations. Wow, it seems to be a trend with the Indians. Fuck. Okay, Carson, you want to talk about this one about Underwood with the Cubs?
What? Yeah, he got traded to the Pirates, right?
Is he even good? He is,
but I know they got rid of what's his name? Zayden's favorite player, Carson Fulmer.
God damn.
Yeah, I remember you said you hated him because I said I was finding players with the same name as me on Google, and you said don't bring that name up.
Underwood's God not, damn. He hasn't done really bad in the majors.
Hell, for all I care.
He's still young.
Okay, let's see. Diamondbacks beat the Cubs in spring training. Probably the only
fuck ass spring training game.
There's two big stories.
What?
Odorizzi,
yeah, I know.
To the Astros.
We're just going through the small stuff because, like,
then why'd you say D-backs beat the Cubs?
Guys wanted to bring it up.
We'll talk about the fucking spring training shit at the end.
Okay, well, Link, finish. We also have to talk about what's his name again? Jackie Bradley Jr. going to the Brewers.
Yeah, we forgot all about that.
Yeah. We talked about it on the
overpaid.
Actually, we didn't actually.
Overrated.
Okay, but
again, let's see. Here's a couple more.
Yelich.
Let's
see. Why aren't they getting infielders?
Carson.
They don't need any more fucking outfielders. That makes sense.
Who's his first baseman actually for the Brewers? Dance. Before we get back Vogelbach. On topic. Is he even good?
He's a power hitter, but you know.
And then they,
that's about it. Okay, okay.
To first base, if I'm correct.
Okay, here's one in Zane. Let's see if he had any comments. How do you say his name? The second baseman.
Madrigal.
Yeah, well, I'm at Zayden. Progress.
The toddler. That's like that dude that looks like a toddler.
Yeah, it's kind of like how people you guys suck off.
let's see. Any other stories? Let's see. I think that's about. Oh, Zach Britton needs injury, which Yankees medical staff is already in mid-season form. Let's see.
Team's already in mid-form. Lugo and Martinez. And then for the Yankees, it's Britton and who else? There's some other dude. Chirinos?
Chirinos like fractured his wrist recently, actually. okay, Joey Votto got COVID. Rest in peace, Joey Votto.
Did you see that video of Joey Votto where he walks up to a Cubs fan? The Cubs fan, like, hey, Mr. Votto, can I get an autograph? And he's like, I don't talk to Cubs fans. And then walks off.
No.
Okay. Let's see. Mariners changed front office structure after Mather. I want to talk about that later, but let's see other stories. I think that's about.
Odorizzi.
Well, yeah, we are going to talk about that in a little bit. Calm down.
We did.
Yeah, that's about it. Unless you guys have like anything else like I didn't
I
know about.
Good.
Mason.
Cahill to the Pirates? I think.
Yeah, the Pirates.
Yeah, never heard of him. Okay, Zayden, you can go on now. Okay. We all go to. We just zoomed through all the small stories.
I mean, there's like signings that we didn't even talk about.
Well, Odorizzi and Bradley Jr.
So, are we going to talk about any of those?
Yeah, you guys can go first.
I mean, they're not that. All right, so Bradley.
Well, you brought this up, and we talked about Odorizzi. The other segment
kind of did.
Well, yeah, because Zayden was like, cause I thought it's an all right signing, but like, I looked at the stats. He's only had like two decent years.
All right,
realistic.
Odorizzi to the Astros. We'll talk about it in the next segment. All right. That's what we already talked about. All right. Bradley to the Brewers. Someone, Mason, go ahead. There you go. You're the NL Super Fucker. So.
Considering we gave Jock 4.5 this year with either a buyout or an option next year, and Bradley is getting 2 years, $24 million.
24? You're joking.
No.
Oh my god.
Contract details.
Yeah, I did. I don't know he's signed there, but 24. Another overpay, but Mason said that earlier.
Yeah. They have a full-ass outfield, so I don't know why they need infielders.
Well, who's their outfielder? All I know is Kane and Yelich.
Garcia.
Gil Garcia.
Is he even good?
White Sox legend.
is even good.
He has like good power, but that's it. Like he's essentially just like.
Can he play infield? If not, you think they could trade him for some like infielders? Good,
so they might as well trade him.
Yeah, you guys can keep going now.
It's just a waste of money.
What other teams could have used Bradley's services, maybe to be honest? Mets. The Royals.
The D-backs.
No. The Blue Jays, possibly. No, we got Cole Calhoun.
Isn't he injured?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we could sign him, actually. Jackie Bradley. Oh, I forgot about that. Another small story. Cole Calhoun got AIDS. Cole Calhoun. But seriously, he got injured. Knee surgery. He'll probably be out for like a month or two. Rip Cole Calhoun. Okay, back on track.
All right, we're done with Bradley. There we go.
Well, Carson didn't say anything, really.
Well, we already know. I mean, so
it's not that big, and I think, you know, Mason's the NL Central guy, so.
Actually, Mason, who else in the NL Central could have used Bradley's services?
Pretty much any team except for the Cubs and Brewers.
Question?
Okay, then we're talking about Odorizzi now?
No, I said we'll talk about him in the next segment, considering we already talked about him enough. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I want to talk more about Britain. That's important. You just fucking brushed that aside like it was nothing.
Well, yeah, actually, that's true. That's actually a pretty big story since he's a big piece of that Yankees pitching staff. Well, really, wrote bullpen. I was struggling to say that word. Why is the mic bad again?
Just go.
Keep going.
Okay. I was just saying right now. I'm not sure what's the Yankees'
medical staff. Struggling yourself, bud.
Yeah, I'm sorry. For some reason, the Yankees medical staff, it's in midseason form, which is excellent. Who has an echo? Nobody? Okay, wow, F you guys. Yeah, Carson, F you. How long is he out for, actually? Because he's getting surgery. Do you know, Carson?
I think they're saying, like, I'm hearing that he might be able to return, like, late April at earliest. So, like, basically, he's in Damn. The same, like, kind of situation when it comes to returning, like, as Seth Lugo.
Okay. Oh, great. So, both Mets relievers have injury issues. That's awesome. New York relievers. I have nothing else to really say about it. You guys can take on from here, but big loss for the Yankees, obviously. Anyone else going to talk about it, Mason?
No. It's basically everything you said. He's a big part of that bullpen, and that's why we lost some other bullpen arms this year.
Who's the owner of the Mets again? Steinbrenner?
What? Steve Cohen is the owner of the Mets.
I mean, Yankees. Oh, my God. Yankees. Who's the owner again? Steinbrenner?
That is.
Yeah, okay. Why are they putting money to everything but the medical staff? That's my question. Actually, they are probably putting a lot of money into that medical staff, but... You know, they're probably just hiring a bunch of kids with no arms.
We had knee soreness, too, so.
God. Okay, then. Actually, Zayden, can we talk about the thing earlier with the gambler threatening race players?
Sure. This is going off the rails. Go ahead, Jaime.
Okay, this is kind of a funny and sad story at the same time. Okay, let me just read out the article quick. Should I say his name? Yeah, I'll say his name because F that guy. Funny? I said funny and sad.
God damn.
Okay, let's see. Benjamin Tucker Pets of Napa, California. Let's just skip the whole thing. I'll get to right here. The Tampa Bay Rays lost a home baseball game in 2019 in July to the Chicago White Sox, and account linked to Pats later sent threatening Instagram messages to four players for the Rays and one player for the White Sox. One of the messages said, quote, verbatim, your family will be beheaded.
Is anyone else here blocked by the
No one cares, Carson. What? No one cares.
What? Yeah, exactly. It's
what? He's
okay, 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 okay. So here's this is like a couple more sentences over here, but here's another list of complaints of teams he's threatened against, like players for. The Atlanta Braves, the San Diego Padres, the Oakland Athletics, the Cleveland Indians, the Baltimore Orioles, the Kansas City Royals, and he has another account where he threatened a woman soccer player from the Swedish national team.
Twitter, I mean, are you talking about yourself on Twitter?
Believe it or not, I'm not.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. I've been blocked by, what's his name from the Mets? Edwin Diaz.
Chris Shaw.
Actually, I think that's about it.
Because I commented, change your bio. You're on the Orioles now.
okay, any other stories, Zayden? Like, big stories you want to talk about?
I'll defer to the panel. I hope you guys
repeat that, please.
I hope you guys know what that fucking means, bro.
No, I don't.
No stories.
And that's all. That's everything I see. I'm not sure if we missed anything from last Thursday.
All right, so let's touch up on spring training. Stanton hit a piss missile yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and Glaber hit a homer after that one too, didn't he? Back to back.
Yeah, but I didn't see Glaber's. I just saw fucking Stanton's fucking.
It was like 115 off the bat, I think.
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Hasn't Gallo been doing good too?
Todd Frazier's been doing good, actually.
And no, from the D-backs.
One win, so this is great.
One win this whole spring training?
Yeah, it's actually pretty. I don't really give a shit about the wins as long as the key players are playing good.
Well, D-backs actually did decent spring training last year. Then went like, what's their record last year again? Like 20-40.
Spring training doesn't matter, all right? Until like the last week, then you can tell like if the players.
It's sort of foreshadowing sometimes.
Like you, I was fucking listening to something. They say like the pitchers are always ahead of the hitters in spring training. So.
Well, I think I like the fact that spring training this year. Because since there's no spring training last year, hopefully the pitchers won't get effed again like they did last year. Because last year's with the injuries were pretty bad.
Yeah.
We can't deny that.
All right, so Trout hit a fucking rocket today, too. I guess I mentioned that.
Yeah, I don't think Buck Zuck likes him that much.
Buck Zuck's a little cunt, so that's okay.
Oh, can you talk about how the Rangers are going to have full capacity?
Oh, yeah, we can. We'll touch on that after we talk about spring training since we're already on that.
Okay, D-backs got a win against the Cubs.
Hot damn.
The highlight of the game was more about the goose behind. Who was it again, Mason?
I think it was Hermosillo. Not sure.
Yeah, that was the highlight of the game more than the D-backs actually winning.
Yeah, because the D-backs can't find their way to a highlight reel.
Oh, actually, this happened recently. Matt Vasgersian got signed by the Angels for broadcasting.
That's yeah, they good. Just won the offseason.
Up until the last guy.
We're not the fucking one guy who says Big Fly for Mike Trout.
Probably effed off because that was so cringe.
Not really. That was cool. It sucks that he's gone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
Well, it wasn't that bad. I just hate when he said Ohtani. Big Fly, Ohtani-san. I hate that. Ohtani-san? Like that's kind of, I don't want to say the word, but gay.
You just said
it. All right, so
Fine. I'll say the other word. Happy. Happy. There you go.
I hate the fucking. I don't like the Yankees announcer now that says see.
I like the Mets announcer.
I remember.
I used to like him, but he's kind of become a little prick.
The White Sox announcer is actually not that bad. This
fucking radio guy.
Yeah, I do too.
This is me. I like the Yankees radio guy is good. What's his name again, Mason?
Is it Kay?
Is it John?
Oh, is Kay the TV announcer?
Yeah, Michael Kay.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a Mr. Incredible.
Okay, look.
Who's the radio announcer who says it look, is look, hot.
The guy?
Yeah.
Carson.
Is it John Sterling?
Yeah, I've seen old like Yankees.
John
the Yankees announcer would be like, Yankees win. Yankees win. I was like, oh my god, how does someone do that?
The Yankees radio announcer is good as hell.
I actually like
fun fact, the D-backs World Series.
Well, he's not their announcer anymore, unfortunately.
Okay, but we'll go back to Vasgersian. I think he's one of the best commentators.
Arenado hit home runs for the Rockies, and the announcer goes, "Take a good look, you won't see it for long."
Yeah, someone made a meme like that on Twitter.
Okay, so any other words on Vasgersian signing?
He sucks on ESPN because A-Rod brings him down. And that fucking dumb woman, that dumb broad, Jessica Mendoza.
Hey, Vasgersian, I know I'm not gonna like you, but I'm Alex Rodriguez. You gotta like me first.
I hate her so much.
Which one? Isn't that one from MLB The Show that I also hate?
Who the hell are you talking about, Jaime?
The lady, the down near the dugouts.
Baseball coverage is ass.
So is Wildcard. What was it again? TBS? They're being terrible.
I like TBS.
Well, I'm not a big fan. I remember one time they said best field in the game, Luke Chapman and Matt Voigt.
Oh, well, Fox is best. So,
okay. Any other news, or we keep talking about announcers?
It's actually a good conversation. So,
we could actually do that for another episode. Next episode, we're gonna be ranking announcers. There you go.
No, we're doing stand.
Yeah, you can go. You can go sit in the corner.
Okay. Anything else?
Like, do that.
Okay, I'll be back.
He's such a dick. All right.
Okay. You know?
Spring training. Mason and Carson haven't talked yet, so one of you.
Wait, I want to say this right now. I want to say a couple ones right now. On March 9th, Tuesday, the Rockies scored 11 runs on the D-backs, so that's kind of cool. That's about it, yeah. Dallas Mason?
What? The fuck you saying?
You say anything? What training? About it? Anything else for the Cubs or no?
All the players have been performing well, especially Jock Peterson.
Yeah, you post on Cubs win MV hashtag Jock MV Peterson, where we call it.
In spring training so far.
Jock Peterson's done better than the whole D-backs organization.
Doing better than anyone spring training right now. But
the best players from Arizona is Cody Bellinger and who is it? Verdugo. Yeah.
Cole Tucker is a bust. He's from Arizona. Yeah.
Bruh. I want to okay. Any spring training news for the
someone say my name.
Yeah, any spring training things for the Mets?
I'm going to go back and see what he did. Let me.
Can we talk about how the Mets celebrated the World Series for some reason?
Like not letting.
They jinxed it.
So, he faced 9 batters and had 7 strikeouts, and I think, like, just what, like 2 innings? Or. Wait. No, six. No, three innings.
How do you get seven strikeouts in two innings?
I accidentally said six. My bad.
You said seven.
Okay, well, he faced nine batters and had seven strikeouts in about, like, three innings.
Okay. Is Jacob deGrom doing Jacob deGrom things?
You can tell when the offense does. Yeah, the offense actually did something for him this time. Pete Alonso has actually looked good, so I think that Phillies everyday guy, the same guy that compared Rhys Hoskins to Mike Trout, jinxed it. Because he kept posting fat jokes about
it. So
he came into camping, looks like more thin, and he's doing good right now.
Okay. Carson, can you talk about how like the Mets celebrated the World Series for some reason? Watch them get eliminated in the first round.
Page, like write a whole essay about how he take all people over McNeil, and he didn't even put any stats. He just said it's not biased; it's just true. Mason knows what I'm talking about. I sent him
a tiny moment.
Okay, Zayden, any news, you know, for the White Sox? You already talked about it, really, but anything else?
Fernando Lopez is the worst pitcher I've ever
I saw
away,
on some
dude.
White Sox page ranting about him, Mike Wright Jr., like saying, you don't see someone put up such awful numbers like these and be in the majors for, like, 6 years. Give him some credit.
All right.
Is that it, or anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank God.
That's it for this segment, I think.
What's the next segment even about?
What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
This isn't even a podcast.
What is it about?
Let's roast each other at this point.
Wait, you didn't record the AL West predictions?
We did yesterday, dumbass.
No, what's happening?
That's the segment that's next, you dumbass. You fucking fuck nugget.
Okay, then I'm out of here. Bye, guys.
All right, we are now transitioning. All right, we now are going to talk about the AL West and off-season grades and then predictions. So we'll start the Rangers. Go ahead.
Where's the intro at? Like, this is MVP baseball. Let me look at my fan real quick. There you go. So it won't be as loud. I got breaking news, guys. To you, our 12 fans. I got AIDS recently. So.
The thing you get when you inhale too much paint.
Yeah. So what happens is I'm gonna link my Patreon. Please send me money so I could use it to buy drugs.
Probably,
but just joking. I got the fuck. But
hey, Jaime, we actually have 20.
Dang it! 20 okay, but seriously, I got the flu. Let me start this off. So the Rangers, you said.
Guys, I have a good idea. Let's just make other accounts and listen to it.
God damn it!
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
So I'll give you the grade first. Then I'm gonna give you my grade and explain it. I give the Rangers a C. Really debate between a C and a C minus, but let's just explain what they did. They did get a decent prospect. Actually, how good was Dane Dunning last year, Zayden? Or like the last one actually pitched?
He was all right. He's a rookie. He'll be good. Like I said he'd be his ace in like a podcast.
I think Dane Dunning.
Yeah, you did.
He's got a problem.
He'll be their ace.
But he looks promising. Zayden hates him because of that one playoff game. They got rid of one terrible contract to bring in another terrible contract in Chris Davis. But the thing is, Chris Davis is a power hitter, and I think Carson said that what's it called? Globe Life is a hitter's friendly park. So yeah, we could see a bounce back year from Davis, and Andrews. It was the good. I don't know because they got rid of one again. They got rid of one terrible contract to bring in another. He was good like 3 years ago, but that's 3 years ago.
Well, Davis has some upside. He has good power. Andrews isn't good, like, at all.
Hey, he's the first player named Elvis to play in the World Series. It's a fact. Oh, my God. And they also got, what's his name, Jonah Heim with that Andrews deal, which I think I heard he's a good prospect. They're basically bolstering that starting rotation since they got rid of Lin. They got some Asian guy from Japan, and self-destruct in the playoff. That one pitcher who gave up like 10 runs in that one playoff game, and Ian Kennedy, which I never heard of him, never. Nate Lau,
you he's interesting.
Just joking. I know who that is. This joke.
Bullshit.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, Nate Lau, who is interesting at best, but I don't like him. I don't like him. And they're basically trying to pull off what the Pirates are doing, which is trying to like compete and rebuild, but it's going to be a dumpster fire. Well, the Rangers are already a dumpster fire. We can already agree on that. But it's going to be worse.
They're not doing too well.
Plus, there's talks of you guys expect Gallo to get traded by, like, maybe All-Star break?
Gallo to the
White. I know it's off-season, but... Yeah. Yes, Zayden will go on a rant about that. I know it's just off-season, but there are talks about trading Gallo, so... that'll be a big piece, but that's about it.
Cardinals fans think they're going to get him.
Yeah, they do need. Actually, they would need it because they're better than Harrison Bader. Don't at me, Cardinals fans. Please don't.
Dylan, you know Dylan? He said Dylan Carlson is exciting to watch.
All right.
Yeah.
The Rangers.
Mason, go ahead. What's your grade?
Give it a C+.
C+?
Yeah, because they aren't going anywhere right now. And they traded Lin for, like you said, a promising young pitcher. And
they got someone else that deal.
Yeah, they got – I never heard of them, though, whoever it was. But – and what
– irrelevant White Sox player number 72.
But with the –
fucking cut.
Davis, you know, like, it's basically swapping bad contracts, but they got a better player. So, I don't think.
It's like if the Cubs would trade for Madison Bumgarner with Jason Hayward.
Well, Hayward's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, Bumgarner's terrible. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it's not like Davis is a great.
Would the Cubs do a Hayward for Familia trade?
Fuck no.
Hayward for Betances, actually.
Also, fuck no.
Yeah, the Cubs front office is actually not brain dead for the most part
anymore.
Well, yeah, but they signed Brandon Workman.
Yeah, but
they were having a solid offseason until they signed him.
Yeah, but like we said,
Zayden's about
relievers get fucked in Philadelphia.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
and
Philadelphia is the worst place
a reliever can go. All right. We're talking about the NL Central in 2 weeks. NL East next week. Go. Fuck.
I just did, dumbass.
Rangers, Mason. God.
What else am I supposed to say?
You didn't talk about. I thought you were talking about like faulty Newitz. However you say his name?
Faulty Nebish.
Yeah, I that dude.
Oh, I like that sign. Like Fulton Nebish, I like Fulton Nebish. I wish the Cubs would have signed him.
He's all right. He was good, but after that playoff game,
he went downhill. One bad playoff game, which. Fuckload of shit.
He's not even 30 yet, so he still has, like, you can bring him back. Yeah. I'm not bringing him back, like, come back. I haven't made a comeback.
Yeah. Alright, so the Rangers traded Lin for Dunning I think Dunning can be pretty good. I don't know if he'll be like an ace like Jacob DeGrom caliber. He won't be that, but I think he can be like kind of just like in between of they also got David Dahl. You all are forgetting about him. Yeah.
That's a good signing too.
I forgot about if that's the case I'll bump up my grade.
He was Dahl was awful in 2020, but outside of 2020 he's been pretty good, pretty solid. They trade Elvis Andrews for Chris Davis, who might do better now. So, which I think, I don't know if it's really that good of a trade, but considering they trade away a bad contract for a player that's on a bad contract, but with some actual upside, like good power. And doesn't Chris Davis walk a lot too? Like he draws walks?
Not really.
Which?
Oh. I thought he did because he's a power hitter. So, like.
You're joking. I hope you're joking.
I'm just. So. I don't know. Like. What would. Like an F? I don't know. A D? A C. I'm just kidding. A C minus.
If last week I gave the White Sox anything lower than an A plus, Zayden would have ripped my head off.
I didn't care about anybody else giving them.
What'd you give
him? I gave him like an A, I think.
Yeah, I think you gave him like a C.
I gave him a B minus.
I gave him like an A.
I gave him like a B.
God right, dang. Man. Okay. Are we done?
I'm fucking going. No, fucker.
What team are we talking about next after you go?
You just fucking hold. Well, hold your shit.
Okay, I'll hold it.
I'll give him a. That's funny, all right. I'll give him a C.
Kill me.
I'll give him a C. They're just like the Tigers and the Orioles in the sense that they are going.
Were they ranked like 27th in the whole league, like 28? They're a bottom five team. I thank God that. Yeah. But upside for D-backs fans, we're ranked 25. So yeah.
So I guess the Fulton Evans signing is a signing to make sure they're not like too bad.
But then again, how good is that pitching development? Yeah.
I mean,
that's all I asked, but okay.
Pretty good. I'm just a dick. Dane Dunning, if he stays healthy,
not saying much.
The ace of the Rangers. See, that's what I'm giving him. All right.
Mariners. All right, oh, great. My favorite team. I want to talk about that incident with the CEO, but you guys didn't want to talk about it.
As a Mets fan, I don't want to talk about the Mariners.
Well, we're talking about
the actually, Mariners I was going to bring in a Mariners fan to talk about it, but of course, well, actually, that Mariners fan, Mariners.recap, don't follow. Just joking. I asked him, but he said he was busy. Dickerson memes said the same thing, so F Dickerson memes. I like to talk about that CEO incident, but I'll give the grade first, which is they get a C minus. They got James Paxton, who's returning to Seattle. He's actually good. How good was he last year? I don't think he was that good last year, but like before that.
Wasn't he injured last
year? He has like 400 strikeouts over the last 3 years.
Yeah, my computer internet's not working, so I can't see the stats. But I think when I last time I saw, he's actually decent, actually a good starter. Plus, he wasn't overpaid.
He's a top 20 pitcher in baseball.
But yeah, unlike Zach Gallen, he wasn't overpaid like half the free agents this year. Actually, the majority of the free agents this year. Then they get Ken Giles too, but he's also going through Tommy John. So, I mean, they have a bunch of like bullpen nobodies, and they did a Diamondbacks move, which is instead of actual players, they get a bunch of minor league deals.
Jesus Christ!
Hoping to find someone cheap. What? What happened?
Jesus fuck.
Okay, fine. Let me say it again. What part do you guys hear me saying about? You guys hear me now? Okay, do you guys hear me say about Ken Giles?
Yes.
Giles. Damn it.
Hey, guys, I saw Ken Giles pitch at a game.
Yeah, G-I-L-E-S, Giles. They got Ken Giles.
Giles.
Fine.
Giles.
Ken.
I'm not going to keep arguing this.
Ken Giles. He's going to Tommy John. Then they got a bunch of bullpen nobodies and a bunch of minor leaguers like the D-backs. So, nothing really special.
They got Chris Flexen, so bad offseason.
Is he even good? No, I'm guessing not.
Oh, no, he's awful.
Okay.
He's like this really fat dude.
You mean Bartolo?
It's painful watching pitch.
Wait, was he on the man?
No,
was
he's like,
was he on the Phillies?
No.
Oh, there's a guy that's sprinting to the mound, and JT got mad at him.
That's Jared Hughes. He just retired, actually, a few weeks ago.
Okay. So they get a C-, did nothing big, really. Another bottom 10 team in the league, probably bottom 5, arguably.
Didn't do nothing.
Well, they got Ken Giles. Paxton, like, that's about it.
No.
Yeah, I said that too.
That's not nothing.
Fine. They made two good moves.
Okay, but they're the Mariners.
They got him. No, guys. Is it Kalinic? They got Jack Reinheimer. The next legend. Wasn't he on the D-backs too?
I don't even know, man. Stop saying this stuff. My body hurts. I'm in a body cast right now, guys.
Clinic.
Is that fucking Clinic gonna be up? Clinic.
You're like you're like that. What's that SpongeBob meme where they're in the hospital?
I think.
Is he gonna be up?
Kalinic? What?
All right. Well, they're not bottom 5.
I'm going to give him a C. All
right, what's your grade, Mason?
I like both the Paxton and Giles deals. There ain't much I have to say about them, but two good pitchers that are kind of underrated. I told you that's all I was saying. Well, I fucking told you that's all I was saying.
Okay. You could have just said,
I right, told you that's you all I that. Was saying.
Just go silent. Like, that's great. Go
okay,
ahead.
So.
Go ahead, Carson.
The Mariners got, I love the Paxton signing. Like, maybe if he does good, they can do what they do and just trade him to the Mets and then fleece them again. Then he'll become bad, and then the prospect we trade will probably break out and become like Mike Trout. Anyways, they also signed Giles, another contract that I like. Because when healthy, he's like a top, like, would you say like he's a top 5 reliever when healthy?
Top 10 for sure, all about top 5.
In 2019, he was top 5, I think.
I had him, I think I had him at like 5 or 6 for my list last year.
They also signed they also got Rafael Montero, another former Met, since, you know, they just steal all our players at this point. For those who don't know who that is, he got caught beating his wife, didn't play for like a year or so. He signed with the Rangers, he became good. And then Yeah. Jaime moment. Well, except Jaime wouldn't go to a different team and do good. He would just... Yeah.
Beat another wife.
Yeah. Jaime would pull it Jared Mickey Callaway. But anyways, all jokes aside, he actually did solid with Texas. I haven't looked fully at his stats, but anything that's solid is an improvement for the Mariners' bullpen and their pitching staff. They also got what's that dude? I was just talking about him, Flexen. Apparently, he did good in Korea or Japan. Japan, so they see something in him. I probably think he will do good since he's a former Met going to the Mariners. Anyways, I'd say like a C+, just because the Paxton and Giles signings were high, low risk, high reward type contracts.
All right, I'm going to go up. C+ also. Nothing that needs to be said there. All right, we're going to the Angels. So who wants to rip the Angels first?
We need Jaime for this.
Did Jaime just, like, I don't know, fucking might have fuck listened off to or you something? Like, what the
for
hell?
For once.
God damn,
where the hell is right here. Hello, hello, hello.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Always
the Angels.
Jaime, go ahead.
The third best team in LA. Actually, the fourth best. I think those Compton kids are better than them. I was expecting in the offseason the Angels to overpay someone again. Well, I wouldn't say they overpaid for Rendon, but they did give him big money, which he does deserve, but instead of, you know, building, you know, a decent rotation and, you know, actually, yeah, a decent rotation, they said, nah, let's get Rendon. Can we just talk about that awful trade? Who they trade again? Well, they trade for Alex Cobb, but they trade what?
Jami Jones.
Yeah, Jam Jones. Who is was he a top 10 prospect in that system or farm system?
Number 7.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine trading one of your top 10 prospect in your farm system for Alex Cobb, who had like a ERA of nearly 6 like the last 2 years. What was less than Carson, even though the last time he was good?
Like 20, well, the last year he was like a fully above average pitcher was like 2013. Yeah, that's really bad actually.
Sorry.
Well, to be fair, when you go from the Rays to the Orioles, you know that has all kinds of bad.
Yeah, that's true. They got rid of Angelton Simmons, but they got even. I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't even have a lot of Mets. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even have a lot of Mets notes on the Angels. I just got traded for Alex Cobb, and that's it. Actually, let me look this up. Okay, here I got it. My IQ check, yeah, IQ 50.
IQ.
But. They got, Aaron Sleggers. Aaron Sleggers. There you go.
He's like 6'10". 6'10". He's
was he a
huge
good reliever in the Rays last season? Yeah, so, they got someone decent. They got Junior Guerra. Jason Gooey. Juicy Gooey.
Dude.
They got some more starting depth with.
Imagine if someone said that in a group chat and you have like the emoji with the.
Jose Quintana.
They also got Alex Claudio, the dude with like the sidearm.
Never heard of him. Basically a big nothing. They also get a C. I mean that Allen, that not Allen, Aaron Sleggers. Mm. Yeah, I just said that Jose Quintini.
Didn't mention fucking Quintana.
You guys talk about Fowler.
Fowler. Oh, that they were. I still remember the Rockies. No, not the Rockies. The Cards posted like reunited, then trade him like an hour later. F John Jay.
Didn't mention the goat.
He was on the D-backs. He was good for like the first month there, then he just fell off a cliff.
Yeah, fuck him. I agree.
He was injured for his whole career, actually.
He was injured for the first 3 months with the White Sox.
Well, let's not forget. Let's not forget. They got Joe Adell who could develop. MLB Web Gems try saying he's the worst player in the league, even though after one season, even though he's a rookie too. But whatever.
Isn't Adell doing good this spring?
Nine WRC plus.
I still remember that thing he did at Globe Life where he pulled off a Jose Canseco and just let the ball go over the wall after he had it in his glove.
Did he do that twice?
Yeah, he did it like twice too. Then they also get Kurt Suzuki, who's actually like an all right catcher.
There you go. Oh,
what?
I think he sucks.
I said all right. It's like decent. That's about it. So they get like a actually
Joe Adell. What were you saying about Joe Adell? Who was talking about Joe Adell? Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying he has. Well, you said that he was doing good in spring, and Mason said he was garbage. But
no, Mason's it was the opposite.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I have AIDS. I say he can have potential this year since he's actually getting major league training, and you never know. Dexter Fowler can teach him a couple things. Wait, is my mic good? Like, is my internet good? You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he could be better this year. They could actually start building around Mike Trout instead of signing big free agents and names. Anthony Rendon. I like Rendon, but I like him, but they should have done more than just Rendon.
Well, I mean, he's the second best third baseman in the league.
That's what I'm saying. I like him. It was a good move, but you could have done a lot more.
Like, how about signing a pitcher this offseason? Like, fuck.
No. Instead of that, just get Alex Cobb. He's the GOAT.
I mean, they made upgrades, but they weren't huge upgrades.
They made Dylan Bundy good somehow.
Like, so Ohtani's going to pitch this year, right?
Mickey Callaway made him good.
I think.
So Ohtani's been good this spring, hasn't he? Or maybe people just make it seem he has. I don't fucking know.
The second he shot 10 home runs, the MLB Instagram will start comparing him to Babe Ruth again. Then Foolish Baseball will come in and be like, yes, Ohtani-san.
Dude.
I like Foolish Baseball, but he sucks off. Ohtani-san. Well, that's what the commentators say about Ohtani.
Yeah, it's such a good name.
It's kind of gay, to be honest.
No.
Dude.
No. All right. So Adell has a 967 OPS this spring. 9 games. So there's that.
Okay, I forgot what else. Oh, let me finish on my thing. I gave him a C+, so that's the thing.
C+. All right. Fuck. Mason.
Yeah, I'm going to go with C+, too.
Wait, guys. I want to say one more thing. This offseason could be an A+ if they got rid of, what's the GM name? Like, Alan Moreno? And that's it. Fire hashtag fire Alan Moreno.
I'm actually going to change to a C just because they got shitty contracts.
I'll change to an A+ if they fire Alan Moreno. Cobb and
Fowler.
You shut the fuck
up. Didn't Fowler have like one good year with the Cubs and then
fell off? They're building that retirement home.
One good. Dick.
Cubs are the same team to trade Josh Donaldson.
Fowler.
Okay, but we still had a fucking MVP third baseman the next year.
Imagine if Donaldson and Bryant were on the same team in 2016. Jesus Christ.
Was 2016 the year Donaldson got injured?
Donaldson would have played like shortstop.
What year was it that Donaldson got injured?
Like 2017?
I think it was 2017.
Okay. I think we can go back now to like talking about
2017 and 18
AL standings.
Why do we always resort to talking about the Cubs?
Because I like Josh Donaldson.
Shit ass.
I didn't say it was your fault, fucker.
Cunt.
Now go ahead, dumbass. Let's talk.
Oh, I said see, dick.
You're not gonna say anything else.
I said I originally had it as a C+, but I'm dropping it to C for getting the shitty contracts of Cobb and Fowler.
And then and got interrupted.
How much is Fowler even getting played? Isn't it like $18 million?
Some bullshit like that. I don't know.
God dang it.
Suzuki sucks. It's kind of a waste. And Quintana,
he's gonna walk up.
But he sort of got overpaid. Just don't let him do the dishes.
Oh my god. You don't want to talk about that tweet Burger King put out? That banger of a tweet? Oh my god. Okay. We keep going again.
Yeah. Not editing that out. Go ahead, Carson.
Okay, what's going to happen?
Go ahead, Carson.
Carson.
Wake up!
All right, I'll go. I'll go. Okay, so the Angels obviously made that bad trade with the Orioles. They traded away their number 7 prospect for a washed up pitcher, like a washed up ground ball pitcher. Well, maybe they can like make him good or something. I don't know. Like maybe he can become like Bundy, except Bundy actually had some upside.
Dude, look at Jaime's name.
Yeah. He's actually on the Angels now, so he finally picked something related to the topic.
Well, last time I did pick Jose Abreu versus COVID.
What's his...
Such a dick.
All right, Carson, what's the grade?
Well, I think, yeah, we were talking about... That's bad, but we were talking about...
Carson, trying to remember what me and Jaime, what me and Mason said.
Carson, just say the grade, man.
Are you just trying? Are you trying to remember what me and Mason said?
Okay, so so B minus off season because I mean, they made like
B minus
and Claudio and I. Iglesias is... fine. C+.
Iglesias sucks, so...
He was good last year. 39 games.
Last year, 39 games.
I'm just saying. He had more war than the year before. Just saying.
Okay, because Brian Hayes...
Okay, but you want to shit on Bryant for 34 games. Bad games. Yeah.
Who?
Bryant.
Bucks dugout wannabe. And
I just said that he'll be good next year.
Okay, and then admit he's better than Moncada.
Won't happen.
He's not gonna do that.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Making the cunt. I'm gonna talk about the Angels. Dick. All right.
It's like you bring the White Sox into the equation. It's just silence.
I didn't bring the White Sox into the equation.
I mean, I said when we bring the White Sox into the equation.
I tried to stay off it. I mean, we're talking about the AL West.
Say Moncada. Say he's better than Moncada then.
That's what you sound like.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to stay on the topic. I know that doesn't work with you three fuckers.
Dick.
Actually, I'd say you two, or maybe you one. I mean, it's really Carson now.
Okay, can we go to the next team, Zayden?
Yeah, C+.
Wait, you have to go, though, first.
I just said D+. That's all I got to say.
D+.
I'm a man of principle, and the principle that they haven't gotten Mike Trout help yet is it's unreal. All right, next.
Okay, bias homo.
What's that teacher in class?
The hell did you just say to me?
Cusses out your teacher.
I called you a homo.
God damn it,
Zayden. That's not school appropriate language. Be positive next time.
The hell are you talking about? Athletics. Time to go. Fuck.
Athletics. Can they just move back to Kansas City yet, or no? Oh my god. Athletics, well, we just talked about the Andrews trade, so I'm not gonna say much on it, but that was pretty bad. Okay, actually Mason brought this up that episode we talked about the Andrews trade. Because I'm not sure if this is like an official statement, it probably wasn't. But if they didn't have enough money to re-sign Simeon, why they trade for Andrews? Is that what you said, Mason, if I'm correct?
Yeah,
so he has, and Mason has a point, which is very true. You could resign Simeon for a couple extra. Actually, Elvis is more expensive, actually. And you have to give up prospects, too. And Davis. So, yeah, terrible trade. Not resigning Simeon was also a pretty bad move. I get it, you're a small market team, but you could have got Simeon back. Or probably someone better than Andrews. Actually, who else was on the market this year for shortstops that they could have got? Simmons. I can't think of anybody, but we don't have to think about it too much. Again, they didn't spend any money to replace Hendricks, who got overpaid by the White Sox. So, I said Hendricks got overpaid by the White Sox.
They still have a fucking good-ass bullpen behind me, so go ahead.
Yeah, I know it's good, but Hendricks was like, he was like the good piece.
Top-tier bullpen.
But they did get, what's his name, Trevor Rosenthal?
Is Grandal even making as much AAV as fucking Hendricks?
What was Grandal? Like a 73, 4 mil?
10 mil, there you go.
No.
Just joking. Grandal's really good.
73, 4 year.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Can I keep going?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Rosenthal. Well, Rosenthal last year did pretty good, 2020. But then again, it's 2020. And again, he had to do the stretch for the full season. I don't know much of Trevor Rosenthal before 2020. If anyone can tell me he's good,
but then he fell off a fucking cliff.
Like most D-backs players.
Like Ketel Marte next year.
They kind of pulled up the same thing with the Mariners, just signing a bunch of bullpen arms, but these guys are actually a bit more decent. They got Mike Fiers, who was good like 2 years ago. I don't even know how he did last year. They also got Mitch Moreland, which is actually pretty good. He's like the Walmart Nelson Cruz, but you know, not as good as Nelson Cruz. And that's about it. So I'm gonna give him a B minus. Any disagreements? No. Yes.
No.
I would have gave him a higher grade if it wasn't for that awful Andrews trade.
All right, Mason, go ahead.
I'm going with B minus 2. Like you said, the Andrews trade didn't really make any sense.
They could have spent that money on Hendricks or Simeon or got Simmons to replace him.
Yeah.
Actually, getting Simmons would have been a better move because how much did the Twins give him? Like, how much was it?
10 mil.
And he's a key, and Simmons is a pretty good shortstop. So, yeah, bad move on the Athletics. So, keep going, Mason, if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to. Rosenthal was pretty overpaid. But it's a decent replacement for Hendricks. And the best deal they got this offseason was Moreland. So.
Moreland, the Walmart, and Nelson Cruz.
I'm switching to a C+.
What the hell were you before?
D minus.
All right, go ahead, Carson.
What made you change it?
The Andrew Steele and Rosenthal being
they added. So they overpaid Rosenthal, Samir. Which I'm surprised. Yeah. So okay,
hold up.
We already know what they did, so I'm just gonna say the grade. I'm just gonna say the grade. We already know what they did, so I'd say like a C plus. Yeah, that's accurate.
Mace is just going, then you see your Carson start talking, man.
All right. You said a C plus.
Oh, someone told me to go. I didn't realize. Yeah, I said.
No one said to go.
Mason was done, and then Jaime asked him a question.
How about instead of taking turns, we all just talk about like the moves at once? Not once, but just together. I think it'd just be much better.
Fucking shit show than it is now.
Our viewers like it when our 20 viewers like it when we have a plan, but then we just don't go by it, and Zane's like, "Fuck it, let's just."
Man, I'm not even mad about that. It's so true.
Bro, Zane's like Plankton. He has a plan Z. A to Z.
Go to hell. All
right. He like sits at the back corner at Guaranteed Rate Field. All
right, so here comes some dumb shit by Carson's.
What?
All right, I'm gonna go B minus. There we go. I like Moreland, and Rosenthal's good. Still a top bullpen. All right. Astros.
Not even top.
How about I just read out? Like who's talking?
You read off what?
How about I just read off like what they did in the off season? Cause I have my notes here. Then you guys just like give your grades and explaining why. I'll do the same thing. I think it'll be much better.
Isn't that what we've been fucking doing?
Well, no, but we just repeat like everything they do.
I didn't say anything. Just do what Zayden does.
Just do what Zayden does. I'll read it out and you guys just give your grade and maybe do a bit of explaining if you want to.
I said I liked Moreland. I gave a grade. That's all I said.
Okay, then. Is that fine? You guys down for that? Because this like, I think it takes way too long.
Read it off.
Okay, then. The Astros I forgot how you say it. Last but not least, there you go. The Astros. What?
How do you fucking not know what that is?
Okay. Let's go into it. So let's get to like their outfielder kind of thing. Didn't Bradley sign with the Brewers recently? Didn't he? Like last week, something like that. So they're not getting him back, obviously. George Springer obviously left the Toronto. Who is – what do you have him graded as, Zayden, or is it Mason, whoever goes?
What?
What do you grade Springer in outfielders or, like, center fielders? Oh,
third.
Three?
Yeah, so that's a big loss for them. Michael Brantley's coming back, but he's all right.
Good.
They got who was it? Was that guy from the Marlins? Ryan Stanek. And they got Pedro Baez, the guy who takes like 2 minutes to pitch just once.
Pedro Baez has bad stats every year, but he always does good somehow.
Pedro Baez takes 10 years to pitch. Steve, what's it? Shishak. Did I say that right?
Shishak.
Yes, I said the name right.
Shishak.
Okay. Shishak. Steve Shishak. Was he on the Cubs?
Yeah.
Didn't he suck last year, though?
On the White Sox.
Yeah, with the White Sox. It's terrible.
Nah, that's a brawl moment.
His most memorable time was with White Sox.
They brought back Jason Castro, which, if you don't say he's a top catcher, then MLB nerds will shoot up the school. They still got Maldonado, which is decent.
Oh yeah, big MLB nerds fan.
Well, do you not think Castro is a good catcher, dumbass?
He said top.
I never said he was top. Fuck.
He said he's got a point. And Jaime said that he said he was top. I don't even know what he said.
I don't think he's top, but I think he's underrated.
I think that'll be nerds that say he's like top 10s.
I don't know why we always talk about MLB nerds.
Because his posts are dumb. Next time will be I web gems, like, which I hope we can talk about that later.
Carson despises him and he always brings him up.
I hope we can talk about that MLB web gems post where he called Ernie Banks eat your own pudge overrated.
I'm not like MLB meme, bro.
Hey, look at this. Look at my 70th Trevor Bauer meme. Wait. I want to say this thing real quick. Before I finish off my grading, but as of now, it's a B minus for me. But what do you guys think of? Well, do you guys see like Correa getting an extension soon?
It's tough.
Because in my opinion, he's been kind of like a difficult player to like grasp at.
But
I think he's going to leave, to be honest. I think the Astros are just going to implode.
Jaime, did you mention Odorizzi?
Oh, yeah, Odorizzi. I forgot about that. He got signed, like, what, a couple days ago, actually. He's not a bad pitcher.
What a good season.
Yeah, if he wasn't playing on the Twins, you wouldn't have fucking said it like that.
Huh? What?
I said if that one good season wasn't on the Twins, then you wouldn't have fucking mentioned that.
I mean, I thought he was really good, and I just looked at him on Fangraphs, and he's not. Jesus Christ.
Well, they got both set that bullpen because Zach Greinke might be falling off a cliff soon, and Verlander's out.
Well, Greinke was a D-back, so he's shit.
Well, I mean, did the Astros sell that guy, you know, that pitching coach who's really good? At this point, hey, Astros, can you just trade for Robbie Ray and just turn him into a Cy Young contender somehow?
All right. I feel like when we're talking about Astros 2021 outlook, I think it needs to be mentioned that Yordan.
Oh, Yordan's a fucking beast.
He's going to be back in great.
Third best DH.
I forgot about that. Yordan. How do you say his name again? I keep confusing with Yordano and Yordan. You know, the guy that died in a car crash.
Damn it.
Ah, damn.
Jaime's the type of kid to show up to school and like be proud that his dad like got in a car crash or something. He's gonna like walk up to some girl and try to like flirt with her.
My dad owns slaves.
Okay.
Exactly.
My grade is a B minus. Let me explain my grade real quick before you guys go. The signings they did actually aren't that bad. If they actually got back Springer, I would give them probably an A actually, but they didn't. They actually got some decent, actually pretty good bullpen arms, and they bought back Brantley. but that's really about it. But wait, do you guys answer about the Correa thing? Because he's kind of like a difficult player to look at because he wasn't that great last season. But again, then again, it was 2020.
All right.
I can see him leaving.
Grade, Mason.
A grade, I will give them a B. I liked how much they improved their pitching and the Castro deal.
Yordan's coming back, too. Bringing back even Brantley. That's not off.
Yeah, but obviously the big knife in the leg was losing Springer, which is a lethal threat at the plate. Dark horse, and, not even dark horse. He's just an MVP candidate in general.
I mean, that's like.
Okay, who did a big gulp? Was that Carson? I just heard a.
That's more than a
nine. I'm drinking Coke right now.
Go ahead, Carson.
Oh, he's not Mountain Dew.
Oh. Well, now we have...
That's a good joke, Copy.
Okay, so...
Such a great person.
Okay, so... I like the, I think this... That... Radar signing. Wouldn't say it's their best, but I think it's an under... Like, because... Like, look at their pitching development. Like, they can fix him. Like, no offense, but he's going from White Sox pitching development to Astros pitching development.
Thanks.
So,
pitching coach gone, thanks. Pitching coach is gone, so sorry.
I mean, who developed Giolito? Right. Question mark.
So anyway,
our new pitching coach actually did so.
Anyways, you could be like the Mets and bring in some 80-year-old pitching coach. Anyways, I'd say like maybe like a B plus seems right because they lost Springer, but they made some other solid moves. B, just a B, like no minus or plus.
Why'd you whoa? Just because someone says something doesn't mean you have to change your goddamn grade. Can you stick to it? I feel like we're all just
okay, fine,
in the same
then.
Area. Someone's got to have an off the rail opinion.
It should be okay. About that, Zayden. It should actually be authentic and not just be like, okay, I want to be different,
that's
Jaime.
Why I'm going, that's
okay,
why
Jaime,
I'm going
I want to be different, so I'm going to pick a B minus.
Yeah, we're all in the same area. I'm like,
well, maybe we just have
one.
The same opinion.
That's what
someone's got to have a difference.
Jesus.
Has to have a different opinion. Someone has to.
We all know it's going to be Jaime over here because he doesn't know jack shit about baseball.
We shouldn't even let Jaime go first.
I've been doing decent with the leadoffs.
With that being said, I'm gonna go another direction here. I'm gonna give him a D plus.
Repeat that, please. No, seriously, I didn't hear it.
I'm gonna go another direction.
D plus.
Okay.
You fucking retarded.
The
only reason it's not an F.
But they got Brantley. They got Stinky.
Yeah, they had Brantley. So let's quit acting like they had.
It's better than losing him.
They lost Springer. What did you say about Springer?
He's a top three. Well, you guys said he's a top. I forgot my grading, but both of you guys said he's a top three center fielder.
A bona fide stud. There you go. So. I think that hurts them a lot.
I said losing Bradley and Brantley.
At the same time, Tucker is improving. Yordan is coming back. I mean,
isn't Yordan also an outfielder too? But he's not that. He's all right at defense. Actually, I heard he's pretty bad at defense. Actually,
it's not a good defender.
I mean, I'm not going to do a Carson and just change my grade because.
Grade is shit.
Okay, Mountain Dew man.
Yeah, okay, okay.
You're drinking a fucking Coke.
Okay. Well, let me say this real quick. That thing you say about like, okay, if Giolito would become a free agent, would you rather lose him or bring him back?
That is a terrible
question. No, it isn't.
The White Sox probably won't bring him back because he'll probably want a $300 million contract.
We're probably not getting Giolito.
Yeah, but be serious. Like, would you rather want him back or lose him?
Oh my God,
Giolito to the Nationals.
Is that a serious question?
Well, yeah, because you keep bringing up.
Carson? What did you say?
He said Giolito
to the
Nationals.
Nationals.
It's an inside joke in the podcast. We all know what it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fucking Jaime, him and his Nationals.
I mean, I'm not wrong. I mean, like, that thing I said, like, it's better than losing him. It's better than losing him.
Okay, yeah, Jaime.
Jaime wouldn't be mad if his favorite player left. Only if they went to the Nationals.
Well, I mean, Ketel Marte to the Nationals. There you go.
Oh, Ketel Marte is your best player, and that's pretty sad because he's a PED user.
I mean, people are saying Zach Gallen's a top 15 pitcher, even though his FIP is like 380.
Top 15.
Ketel Marte's memes on his story was like posting.
I never
about
said
him for a month.
If we're talking about like overrated pitchers, Gallen's definitely there. I think I asked Zayden on Cubs win.
Like
I literally asked you, "Where's Gallen?" I literally asked you "Where's Gallen?"
David Peralta too.
Peralta's actually good though, better than Gallen.
I can't wait till we talk about the AL West. He's just shitting on the D-backs.
Yeah, I will. I already have my grade for them.
Are we doing that before the NL East?
No.
Okay, so are you guys going to give like your grades and then we go on to the actual stories?
All right, we're done. Now
so
we're
if you go behind a Burger King and you see like the dumpster, that's basically just a preview of the D-back season.
All right. We're going to do the standings now. So in fifth place, Jaime, who will you have in the AL West?
The Rangers.
All right, I think that. All right, Mason.
Rangers.
Next.
So in fifth place, I have the Rangers.
Okay. Let's just cut to the chase. Rangers, Mariners, probably Angels, actually. Astros, Athletics. There you go. We're done.
Huh?
What?
Astros over Athletics.
See, Jaime, this is why he said you don't know shit about baseball. Jesus Christ. That is a terrible opinion.
You're out here pronouncing players' names wrong and stuff. Like, they're easy names. Most of them are easy to pronounce.
Guile?
Quintana? It doesn't matter.
Let's do it this way. In fourth place.
Koufax died! All right. Oh my god.
What?
Sandy Koufax died an hour ago. Oh my god. You guys probably knew this, but what the fuck?
I didn't. Serious?
Koufax died. Yeah. Oh really? My god. Koufax died an hour ago.
No, you're just making up
no,
stuff.
No, look it up. Look
you
it
did
up.
This with Torrey Lovello.
You are. You're making
I'm looking
up
on ESPN.
Stuff,
look, it said Koufax died.
We'd all fucking know. You wouldn't be the first one to know.
It just says.
We'd get notifications from like all over the place.
Yeah, we get fucking Twitter notes.
Yeah, but here's one from USA Today. Here's one from Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. All right,
we're not doing this.
It's
all right?
The fucking.
It's probably going to be like some user online. Like,
I'm reading
like
the
user
article.
15566.
Norm Sherry, Dodgers teammate of Sandy Koufax, dies. Jesus fuck, Jaime. You butchered the fucking shit out of
This is why Jaime should always wear his glasses.
God damn.
Bro, oh my god. You just walked the prank.
I think we all know what.
No, okay. You just so can't read.
Place.
Oh. Wait, where did Mason go? Where did Mason
fuck
go?
Mason, in fourth
Mariners.
Place, who will you have? Jesus. All right, fourth place, Carson, who will you have?
Bro, Mason's gonna kick me from the group chat again. God dang it.
All right, Mariners, fuck. Third place, go ahead, Jaime. Angels?
Yeah, Angels, because they did nothing in the offseason again. Well, they did, but not good moves.
All right,
Carson.
Angels.
Oh, fuck.
I got the
Mason,
Athletics
fuck.
In third.
I got the Athletics also. Fuck. In second. Jaime, in second.
Huh?
Don't fit the Astros.
Okay.
You say that.
The Astros. Bold prediction. Athletics will do better next year. Somehow.
What?
You're full of shit.
All right,
I mean, I just pranked Mason saying Koufax died. And he got mad at me, so
that's a dick thing to prank about. Man.
It's only you would.
Okay, Sandy Koufax's family.
Don't prank about someone dying.
Sandy Koufax's family, please don't sue me.
All right, go ahead. Fucking,
that's just even worse.
Second place, Angels.
Fucking do this. Oh, yeah, fuck.
Okay, also, not an actual prank. Joey Votto got COVID.
Thanks, Jaime. We're in the middle of the AL West, and you're just sitting over here fucking talking about random bullshit.
Hey, you want to talk about Abreu getting COVID or no?
Dude.
Do you have, like, no. Dementia? Like, you're going to be sitting in the back in, like, a rocking chair?
Oh, damn.
Carson, who do you got in second?
Athletics.
I just realized we didn't do fucking records. Goddamn.
Can we not? I don't want to.
What?
I thought you had the Angels in second.
No, I don't. I don't have mine prepared like usual. Oh yeah, fuck.
I just steal them off Baseball Perspective.
God damn it! All right,
shut the fuck up. I got the Angels in second. Okay, we all have the Astros in first, except fuckface Jaime, I'm guessing.
Boo hoo hoo.
All right, end of the podcast.
We have to give records.
This is.
We still have stories to talk about. Not a lot, but it's a couple.
Dumbass, this is the end.
We do have to give records.
No.
Oh, okay.
Jaime,
I don't have mine prepared.
Then... Give your five.
Records. I don't have any. I literally just said I steal them off Baseball Perspectives off Instagram.
You could just like come up with some, Jesus Christ.
Okay,
it's not that fucking hard.
Rangers 42-120.
Oh my god. God damn it.
Fine. 43-129. However, I'm being generous.
It's 172 games. God, such a dick.
Jesus Christ, obviously you aren't ready. Mason, give me your fucking five.
Okay,
records.
So from bottom to top, I got the Rangers at 68-94, the Mariners at 73-89, the Athletics at 82-80, the Angels 83-79, and the Astros 94-68.
94-68. Oh, yeah, and I also want to remind you, you fuckers, I already told Mason, I think, that you have to give your two wild card teams, too.
Wild card? The fuck?
So I have those ready by when I'm done saying my standings, because I can just...
Can we just have, like a playoff predictions, like, before the start of the season?
Yeah, it's going to be the last episode.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so, bottom to top... I got the Angels at nothing. Fuck! God damn it. I got the Rangers at 70-92. Mariners at 76 and fuck. How does that fucking add up? 76-86. There we go. Alright, Angels at God damn it! I keep fucking this up because it's on the order in the paper from when the fuck we were, the order we were talking about. Man, all right, I got the Athletics. Fuck, at 83-79, and then I got the Angels at 85-77, and in first place I have the Astros at. Oh, fuck, this is a hard one. I'll go 90-91. And fuck. 71. Look at that. I just fucking winged it. Came up with all of them. Fuck you, Jaime. Fuck you, Carson.
Okay. And?
Are you going to fucking say your records?
Dude, he's such a dick.
Carson, do you have your records?
Okay. Astros 94-60. 93-69.
Okay, and the other four.
All right.
Okay. Let me just do them really quick. Okay.
I thought you said you were ready.
No, I wasn't. I actually didn't have them prepared.
I didn't either, and I just fucking came up.
Okay,
with all
so
of
Athletics in second place, 90-72. Might be a bit generous, but I don't know.
That is very generous.
Okay, so 80-82, the Angels in third place. No pitching, so like they give me like Phillies vibes.
They give me D-backs vibes, but at least the D-backs have overrated Gallen.
The Angels are like the AL version of the Mets. They're wasting players' careers.
Let the White Sox do.
And then in
you don't have any good careers to waste, so
Tim Anderson, Jose Abreu, Yel Moncada, Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, Eloy Jimenez,
okay, so,
Luis Roberts.
So in fourth place, I have the Mariners 74-88.
That's too many wins for that trash team.
No, they're just, if they, any player they steal from the Mets, they automatically become good, so. Yeah, I know, I hate the Mariners too. And then last place I have the Rangers at 60-102.
All right. I mean, do you have your
record? Marvin?
Do you have your record?
No.
Look at him. What did you expect?
God damn, dude. You're such a
look at him.
Prick.
What did you expect?
All right, we're doing the two wild card teams. So, Jaime, who are your two wild card
Angels teams? And the Athletics. Just joking. Angels and the Astros.
You said the Athletics were... Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Wild card teams.
Wild card teams in the AL.
Fuck. Well, let me... Divisions. I'm reading it right. I believe it is... You White Sox and Blue Jays.
Did you have the Blue Jays
no.
above the Rays? What? What?
Does it have the Twins above
the
White
what?
Sox?
Yeah, but if the Rays are above the Blue Jays, how are they not a wild card?
Because they have a better record than the Angels.
Wait. How are the Blue Jays in if they don't have a better record than the Rays and the Rays aren't? That's what I'm saying.
Because, wait a minute. God damn it.
What?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I fucked that up. It's the Rays and the White Sox.
All right. Carson.
So, I don't know, like, what, like, the Rays and the White Sox. I don't know.
All right. I'll go the Rays and the Twins because I had the White
and
Sox.
Yes, I'll admit I legit just did copy
Dude.
Mason because I wasn't prepared like at all.
I mean, we're used to it at this point.
It's not even that hard.
Why don't you guys prepare?
All right. Well, we're done. This is. Oh,
because you didn't
like,
say
no
we were doing playoffs. You
to.
Literally just said that halfway through.
You weren't even ready to give records, fucker, so I don't want to hear that.
Well, yeah.
All right. So this is the end of the podcast.
The segment or the actual episode?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, this episode what? Needs right, to come. End before it goes on too long.
No, we still haven't done the news
this
yet.
This is the fucking end segment.
Okay.
We're doing the news right before Chappie Source comes on.
Oh, that guy?
Dumbass.
Okay, so you want to record it now,
right,
or do I say something else? Like Sergio Homo.
Baseball,
damn it, Jaime.
Week during the offseason, twice a week.